All right, I'm sitting with Mark Johnson, the VP of Marketing at Parasoft Corporation. And Parasoft talks a lot about automated error prevention. And I just wanted to ask you, what does that mean, automated error prevention?
Great, Bill. So Parasoft, yes, we focus on the issue of automated error prevention, which is, for us, the issue of this classic, the best analogy is the automotive industry, which learned, or hard manufacturing, which learned long ago that the solving of problems that were the result of a problem or a defect occurring on the assembly line, having engineers sit at the end of the assembly line, 10s, 20 of them, fixing the same problem, was not economical. More economical was going back and fixing the problem at the source, at the manufacturing process. So automated error prevention adopts that theme and wants to apply it to the software development world. By focusing on testing and finding actually the source of that particular problem in the development process, and then providing a testing methodology that would be applied early and often to ensure that that kind of process is changed, modified, so those kinds of problems don't occur again.
Okay, so could you give us maybe a specific example of one kind of problem and how you can automate the prevention of it?
Well, let me start by saying, so when we, the sort of the traditional approach to software testing has been to leave testing to the end of the cycle into a QA organization whose primary motive is to make sure that the functionality and performance meets the specification, right? And if they run across a low-level problem, it basically stops them from doing their job and they have to send it back to development. And development then needs to figure out where that problem occurred by analyzing the code. It's a long and tedious process. So our focus is on focusing developers on testing their code by providing them with automated tools that generate unit tests, test the individual classes and methods, and those classes and methods as they come together into components and subcomponents, provide them with a mechanism to be able to test those at a level that allows them to test them frequently and often at the level at which they're developing or as they are developing them, to find and fix them as early as possible. And ultimately, to identify where in the process those errors are occurring, so they can snuff out that that aspect of creation throughout the development process.
And could you tell me a little bit about the sniffer?
So I talked a bit about unit testing, and those who know what unit testing involves, one, it involves the writing of code typically, right? And while unit testing, by finding and isolating errors down to the class and method, is perceived as a very valuable thing, it's not typically done because of the overhead, the need to write almost as much code as the code itself in order to test it. So in order for the developers to adopt it, they need to really have the automated tools that that we're providing to make it practical for them to do that. One of those practicalities that we brought to the table is something we called sniffing, and that is the automatic generation of unit tests from the evaluation of a running application. This allows unit tests to be generated that represent the execution, the actual execution of an application. So you now have a robust set, actually a library of test cases against which to evaluate change and to make sure that that change that's ongoing, that development is producing, doesn't break existing functionality. This now allows developers to have the granularity of unit tests without the overhead of creating them, and to have unit tests that actually represent real functioning components of an application very quickly that they can test against.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.